SBS Radio.
Whatamoorly and welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding. Now time to be joined by a man who's doing a bike ride from Bright in Victoria to Barunga in the Northern Territory. I'm joined by Captain Sanitizer. Welcome to NITV Radio, Captain Sanitizer.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Lovely to have you on the program. Why are you doing this ride?
For one thing, that, you know, me and my crew, we all love to ride. And the other thing is, one of the main thing is that to make situation in the communities aware, encourage young people especially to take control of their self and their future and the health, safety, environment.
And why did you choose the character Captain Sanitizer? Why did you choose that character to become?
We created the character when COVID hit Australia, and we wanted to send message back to our community, but we didn't know how, so I came up with a superhero who can talk in language and familiar faces so that people can relate to and understand, also enjoy. You know, not because if you talk about COVID in a scary way, people will be scared and they'll be afraid. So we came up with the character who has this humor and make people laugh and smile, and also make the awareness about COVID-19.
And I also understand this ride, it's a fundraiser for the Thamara Youth Indigenous Corporation. It's a non-for-profit organisation owned and governed by leaders from the community of Wadai in the Northern Territory, bro.
Yes, all our directors are, you know, mostly young people who have been through the program. And we got a mixture of directors, some elders, and some young people. And that makes it really easy to keep things going, because you have ideas from elders, you have ideas from young people. When you bring that together, we make something better for the program.
And let's talk about the logistics of the ride. You started off in Bright in Victoria, which is just near the border of Albury and Wodonga in southern New South Wales. You're making your way to Barunga in the Northern Territory and hope to be there by the 11th of June for the Barunga Festival. You currently find yourself in Byron Bay today. How many kilometres are you clocking up each day on your motorbikes?
We're doing about 5 hours a day, so it was good ride so far, but it's hard, and especially with other riders who are learners, and we travel 5 hours a day, 5 hours a day, but we stop in places, you know, for a couple of minutes, and then we keep going. And we are hoping to do that, but a bit more, like, I don't know, to get to Barunga.
And my next question to you is, do you dress up as Captain Sanitizer when you're on the motorbike each day?
I'm not sure, no. But I dress up as Captain Sanitizer when you stop and do a bit of talk in communities and that.
And what's been some of the reaction from some of the communities that you stop at? What are their reactions to you being dressed up as Captain Sanitizer, spreading the good message of health?
Some people knew about Captain Sanitizer, and, you know, some people weren't. And, you know, we stopped, you know, one in one place, somewhere between Karindi and Karindi Beach and the other place, I forgot about it. But when we stopped, you know, this guy came up to help us, but we were just filling our bikes up, because there were no service station. Then, yeah, you look familiar. So, and I told him, you might have seen me on the TV.
Mm-mm.
I'm Captain Sanitizer. And that's where it is. Yeah.
And you have been on NITV, our television service, hey, bro?
Yes. Some of the guys from NITV came up to Bright as we were leaving Bright a week and a half ago, I reckon, yeah.
And you spoke to our journalist, Kira, at Bright.
Yes. She interviewed me and other writers and people who are involved in this captain's ride.
And tell us about how many crew do you have riding with you, Captain Sanitizer?
I have three riders, but I make four, and we have two vehicles, support vehicles. Actually, there's three now. We were towing the trailer in the other vehicle, but our driver got in a little accident, but they are all right. The driver's all right, but the trailer didn't make it. So we are going to be traveling without a trailer. So that trailer is supposed to bring the bikes back from Baranga back to here. But I don't think we're going to do that anymore. But, yeah.
Not good to hear the trailer didn't survive there, bro, eh?
Yeah, trailer didn't survive, but the driver's all right.
Well, that's good to hear then. And tell me, how do you go about raising money along the way? Do you juggle tins or which way?
We have a webpage on Shuff. It's called Shuff, and that's where we raise money. And sometimes people just give out cash to us, and we put that towards the program.
And tell us about the journey that you have left to ride. You're currently finding yourself in Byron Bay, which is a beautiful part of the world. Where do you travel to next, and what route will you take to get to Baranga, right up there near Katherine in the Northern Territory?
We're not sure yet because the lockdown is happening at the moment. But we are hoping to leave as soon the borders might happen to open, but we are looking at alternative routes to follow just around outside of Queensland border and into Northern Territory.
And it must be difficult for you to navigate your travel during this time because we are in the middle of a pandemic with COVID-19 and the situation is changing by the day in relation to border closures, eh, bro?
Yeah, and all the people who are involved with me here doing this bike ride has all different roles, to look after things, different things that we do along the way. So one of our colleagues, Naomi, she's the navigator. She organizes the routes to where we want to go. Because when we came from Victoria to here, we didn't take the main freeway or highway where there's too much traffic. So we kind of just went through country roads, and it was beautiful, to see different places and meet different people.
And tell me, do you have a highlight from the trip so far? I'm sure there's many, eh?
Yeah. We, one of the highlights, I'll share this one. When we were at Wreck Bay, Yuin country, some of the people there in the community welcomed us in the morning, that morning. And when we went to, see the ridge where their people used to live and hunt, we went there, and then, these beautiful whales and dolphins just came around just to, for us to see. And minutes later, they were gone, and that one of the old men, the eldest there, they told us that that's their totem and, you know, the spiritual for them.
Sounds like a wonderful experience. Now, I know a little bit earlier on you were telling me about how you speak in language and get the health message across for COVID-19 and for people to stay safe. What would you say to me in language for me to keep safe with COVID-19 about in Australia? How would you say it? And what did you tell me just there?
Keep a social distance and be safe and strong.
Ah, oh, that's deadly, Dallas. We might leave it there for today. Thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio. Stay safe with your motorbike ride, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. See ya.
Thank you. See you, Dallas. Bye now.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.